TOK draft feedback for Fabian Bremer. In your introduction, you're mentioning several knowledge questions, but please also answer them. And I just wanted to know, are you going to answer these questions in the essay? Stick to the title, okay? If you ask questions, then please also answer them. Also, in your introduction, mention the areas of knowledge, or in this case, natural science and math, that you're going to talk about, and also mention very briefly the answer that you're going to give. In the science paragraph, theories are called theories because there is no hard evidence supporting their actual existence. No, rewrite this. So say that a theory is a theory because it's valid until it is falsified. Sometimes there is a lot of proof, or often there is hard proof. But what you want to say is there is no final ultimate proof and there is no 100% certainty. I agree with this, but this is not the way that you have written it, okay? So reformulate this. Everywhere in your essay, you talk about so-called qualitative knowledge. What you mean is this is high quality knowledge. Don't call it qualitative knowledge. Because qualitative knowledge means basically something different if you say it like this. Qualitative knowledge means non-numerical knowledge, okay, not numbers, like qualitative data. Okay, so this is a little bit confusing, so it's an English problem. Don't say qualitative knowledge, but basically say high quality knowledge. Okay. Simply an English thing. In the flat last paragraph on this here is for the counterclaim in the natural sciences with the flat earth, but still, even though it's facts prove that the flat earth society is wrong, people who follow it still accept it, making it quality knowledge. I don't understand this. So why is this quality knowledge if many people accept it, even though we know it's wrong? For me, this I don't see the connection here. Okay. Another comment is the following. Maybe you can include a paragraph or somewhere where you actually mention that sometimes new scientific theories depend on individuals. Okay, and where individuals can produce a new theory or can make a new discovery, which is high quality knowledge, which is not yet accepted by everyone. Okay, that's something maybe also something that you might talk about. Don't call math a universal language. Language means something slightly different, but maybe a universal system. Next page, counterclaim is about the rules in math. I get what you mean. And you say that there is no proof for us to actually know what we're indeed doing is correct. What you wanted to say is the following. You wanted to say that math is based on certain assumptions and axioms. Okay, and these assumptions and axioms are simply defined as they are. Okay, that is something different, because in math you can have a definite mathematical proof. But I think what you mean is you mean something different. You want to say that math, to a certain extent, could be seen as willkürlich, arbitrary, because it depends on which type of rules or assumptions or axioms you define. I think this is what you would want to say, and with that I would agree. But the way that you have written it here actually means something slightly different, okay? There is no proof for us to actually know what we are doing is indeed correct. Well, in math, there is a mathematical proof, okay? And then you definitely do know. So you have to be a little bit more careful in your formulation. Can you basically also give me an example of high-quality knowledge in math, which is not known by many, but which depends also more on the individual? Is this something that you can do? So I'll also add a paragraph here. And last but not least, at the very end, if you include a bibliography, you have to cite it. You've done this sometimes, but you also have to include a complete reference, title, author, and date, and not just link. Okay, so that is really important, right? Okay, so much for the feedback. Bye bye.